The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
It's the cattails by the levee, where the water hits the stars. It's the rust on that old Chevy. It's a beat-up old guitar. Peach Street down in Georgia. It's that Shenandoah ball. It's that boy in California with a Carolina draw. It's American born. It's as real as the dirt on your boots. It's American born. Running free.
Peyton Chandler with Joe Piscopo on AM 970. The Answer, 5 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Friday, June 21st. First day of summer, and happy summer to you. Peyton doing a great job. South Jersey girl, been in Nashville for the last 15, 16 years, and is just making, really doing a great job in becoming the next big country music star down there. Peyton Taylor, check her out. You're going to love her. Coming to Jersey to perform as well, and we'll keep you abreast of that when we find out. And a shout out to my buddy on the other side of the Hudson Radio, Bill, over there, who introduced me to Peyton. I love good talent when they're from Jersey, baby, or New York, you know what I'm saying? And then they make it big. It always makes me feel good. Hey, 905 with Joe on the radio. I'm going to the phone calls in 2 seconds. It's about Iran, and I get so, it just gets me. You know, I love this country so much, and when they start teasing us, when these countries where, you know, where they pull the wool over our eyes during the Obama administration, you know, and we gave them $150 billion in the dark of night, cash. Wouldn't you like that? If a plane pulled up and then these big platforms, these pallets of cash were loaded off by a forklift and brought to your house, wouldn't that be nice? $150 billion. That's when they shot down that drone, when Iran shot down that drone, you listen to the specifics of the size of the missile that shot it down. It had the wingspan of a 737. The missile that shot down our drone cost $100 million, and we were in international waters. And I applaud the president for showing restraint. I don't know that I could. I really don't. When we went into Somalia during the Clinton administration, the U.S. Army Rangers went in, Black Hawk down. And they dragged those soldiers through the streets. I could never show the restraint. I would have flattened Mogadishu. God forgive me. I don't have any patience for that. So you have to applaud the president for using the reserve that he's using, because you don't want to go into these endless wars. And that's all they want to do is fight. They got nothing else. That's all they want to do is fight. In Syria, what's happening in Syria? All they want to do is fight, and they're fighting each other. So it's best, I guess, we stay away. 877-970-2999. I see your phone calls now. Let me go to grab a couple calls before we go to Andrew McKenna, because I want to find out about the Eddie Gallagher situation. We want to find about what's going on in Iran. And Andrew is a former federal prosecutor, Air Force veteran, Marine veteran, and he's got this book called Sheer Madness, From Federal Prisoner to Federal prisoner. So you're going to check out from federal prosecutor to federal prisoner, and we'll check out exactly what Andrew has to say. He's a good guy. You know what? I'm going to go to E. Frank, Al's favorite caller. E. Frank, we got a couple seconds. We have a couple other calls we want to get to, but wanted to bring you on the air. How you doing? Thanks for listening, my friend. What's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, belated Father's Day and a belated happy birthday to you, Joe.
Thanks, man.
I'm very glad that I think Al decided to remove me from the island. And
yeah, man.
I was under orders from General Salami.
General Salami who gave the order. All right, so what's on your mind, E. Frank, this morning, man?
Yes, I'm in total disagreement with what the State Senate did with undocumented aliens, if you want to call them, and now issuing them driver's license. Now it's a whole Pandora's box because now the police won't be able to do organized traffic stops because it's now legal for any individual under civil liberties and under human rights to possess a state license and be co-equal to the average citizen. And I think that it's a Pandora's box because it allows undocumented citizens who are not familiar with certain of the laws of this country to do certain things and acts and basically overload the police with certain issues that they can't control.
Yeah, well said, E. Frank, and thank you so much. And, you know, I don't have a good argument for you, man. I just feel like if you give the illegals, my own opinion, and I think Commissioner Bratton on Tuesday, he said the same thing, is that you got to, and this is me speaking now, not Commissioner Bratton, but I think you can track them. And that may be the ulterior motive on why I like this idea. You're illegal, you come in here, and you got to get yourself a license, and then all of a sudden you're in a database. What I don't agree with, and I think what the problem is, and I know this is something to do with votes. I'm sure this is why New York does it. The progressives do everything for two things, power and control. That's all they care about. They could care less about humanity. They could care less about people. If they cared, they would have straightened out the problems in the inner cities 30 years ago. But they don't care. All they want, power, control, and they get votes. So that's what they want to do with the licenses. But on the other hand, if you could track them, you could track where they are, who they are, what's going on. I like it. But then you have a great admiration and respect for Congressman Peter King. He is against it. So I don't have a good argument for you, except that I think if you could track it, but if they're not going to allow you to get the access of everybody who has a license, like they can for you and I, you know, God forbid, because when you're illegal and you come into the United States of America, you get things that you and I will never see. I figure that one out, you know. So I understand your argument indeed. Let me go to Matthew, if I may, in Jersey. Good morning, Matthew. What's on your mind, man?
Thank you, Joe. Thank God, by the way, we have a president who's using common sense and using sanctions, not another endless, disastrous war in the Middle East, which the majority Democrats, Republicans, and independents in America do not want. My point is this, Joe. The New York State Legislature yesterday, I believe, just rejected legalizing, not medical, retail marijuana, just as the legislature in New Jersey rejected it, because they were flooded with calls from parents, grandparents, and people who do not want the disaster that happened in Colorado, where traffic accident deaths have doubled. That is a fact. And they are children and young people are experiencing depression, anxiety, and hallucinations because this garbage, Joe, it's not like back in the day in the 70s. This stuff is 30 times more potent than the old marijuana. Okay,
you're right. You're right, Matthew. Thank you, and you're absolutely right. I couldn't agree more. Amazing that the legislature in New York State shut down the use of recreational marijuana, and I totally go along with that. Listen, I'm from the '60s. Everybody smoked weed, you know, but it wasn't. And the point is well taken, Matthew. It is so potent now. It's dangerous, and there are more hospital visits for kids in Colorado. And you know what? The money, the return, it's not what they're telling us. It's not that much money, and it's not worth it. And how are the police supposed to determine if you're driving buzzed? You can't tell. Look in your eyes, and then you know what's going to happen. A police officer is going to say, you know what, you're buzzed, and then the police officer is going to be sued. I'm telling you, it's a mess. It's a mess. We don't need it. You could bring in other businesses. If you drop the tax rates, Governor Cuomo, Governor Murphy, drop the tax rates. Welcome these companies back in. Welcome people back in. Welcome people with money back in, because they pay almost 80% of the taxes. Welcome them back in. Stop slamming us with congestion pricing, slamming us with property taxes that just don't stop, not being capped. They don't understand it. Oh, we'll legalize marijuana. Great idea. You know, Frank in Staten Island. Frank, what's on your mind this morning? Thanks for calling.
Hey, Joe. How are you? My name is Frank Scicciarini. I'm the president of the Community Education Council, CEC 31. I took over for Mike Riley. I know you used to have Mike on your show a lot.
Yeah.
I'm also a retired police sergeant from counterterrorism and intel. This thing that they're doing that Frank Morano had mentioned is insane. Yeah. If you look at the Parkland, Florida shooting, this is what they did down there. They stopped criminalizing certain incidents that happened in school. And the unfortunate thing was you also had that sheriff, Scott Israel, who agreed to it. And when people even went to the sheriff's department, they refused to take reports on these people that were committing these crimes. Yeah. And the kid who committed the shooting in Parkland, technically, he should have been arrested almost a half a dozen times for some of the incidents he created. Yeah. And the last thing I want to say was, if you recall, the person who down there was the superintendent, he was supposed to come up here to be our chancellor. And all of a sudden, the day before, he decided not to. He said he wanted to stay in Florida. The reason was those were all his ideas to not criminalize certain things that happened in the public schools.
You're right. Right on the money. Frank, thanks for your service, my friend. God bless you and appreciate that so much. We're talking about New York City officials making changes to school safety policies. Mayor de Blasio and schools chancellor Richard Carranza introduced the plan, saying it's aimed at reducing police presence in school. I swear to goodness gracious, that's what I'm reading here. The city is limiting the circumstances under which NYPD officers can enter schools, especially in cases, and this is exactly what Frank was talking about, Frank Morano and Frank on the phone, especially in cases of minor offenses that can hopefully be handled by school staff. Included in these type of offenses are what? Marijuana possession, disorderly conduct, spitting, and graffiti. Those are kind of like those broken window crimes that the Commissioner Bratton talks about. So this is, and then you like the, I remember when I had a thing called the Positive Impact Foundation. It was a nonprofit. Right, a nonprofit foundation, a 501c3, and it created positive media for at-risk children. And what I wanted to do was put the police together with the at-risk kids so you can join kind of a coalition so you could see police officers are there to help us. Kids, you know? So, and I remember Geraldo, why I love Geraldo and have respect for Geraldo Rivera. He had that show, remember, the number one show across the country? He allowed me to put a Newark police officer with the at-risk youth of the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey on national television, and the police officer with his weapon, and he was dressed in full uniform, bench pressing 400 pounds. The kids loved it. I was trying to bring the two communities together, you know, through the Positive Impact Foundation. And that foundation went on to merge with the Boys and Girls Club of New Jersey. And we're still working with the stressed youth of the great state of New Jersey. But for goodness sake, you want the police around. You want the presence around. I like it. When I go to my kid's school, let me tell you something, and I have a lot of disagreements with the public school system, and I have to deprogram my kids as students in public schools when they learn things, and it's all anti-American. That's what, and I don't know where it comes from. It comes from D.C. It goes to the capitals in New Jersey and New York, and then they spew all this nonsense to the kids. I deprogram my kids when they come home and tell them how great the country really is, and I teach them history as it should be taught. So when I go to the school, though, they've got it locked down. There's not one police car. There's two police cars, and there's a window, and you can't get in. That's the way it should be. I'm sorry. Until we figure out mentally why these mass shootings are occurring, I want it locked down, and I want as many police around as we possibly can have. And this is ridiculous. In the New York City schools, of all places, they should welcome the NYPD. They should show the NYPD and let them, these kids, know that the NYPD are our friends. Dr. Anthony is an educator. Doctor, always appreciate you calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joseph. First of all, happy belated birthday and Father's Day.
Thank you.
You are, without a doubt, the number one father I know, except for my father.
There you go, buddy. Thank you, man. I'm in good company. Thank you.
I just want to mention one thing with Richard Carranza, is that he's on a policy which is racist. It's downright racist. He sees everything in color. And that's bad for a chancellor, it's bad for a superintendent, it's bad for anybody in the school system. He has fired or demoted, actually he didn't fire, he demoted three of his top chancellors, deputy chancellors, because they were white. That was the only reason he did it, and he replaced them with minorities that are so inferior to doing the job. They're not capable. They don't have the credentials to do the job. And now there's a big lawsuit from the three that have been replaced.
All right. Dr. Anthony, thank you. Thank you for your kind words and remembering your dad as we just had Father's Day. Also, I want to mention one more thing before we go to a break here. This coming from Commissioner O'Neill, the top commissioner, man. He is just a great guy of the NYPD, retired NYPD detective. I saw this on Congressman King's Twitter feed as well. Luis Alvarez, 53, an American hero suffering from 9/11 related cancer, is now in hospice care. You know the story. And he put out a video, Luis did, you know, and they say, you know, he's got just, not a lot of time to live. He says, you all said you would never forget. He told a missing in action Congress last week. It is my goal and is my legacy to see that you do the right thing. And this is what John Stewart was talking about. This is what Congressman King talks about. This is what Lee Zeldin talks about. And former Congressman Dan Donovan has been trying to lead the way there. Carol Maloney. And this is a bipartisan approach to maintain the 9/11 compensation fund for victims from 9/11. And so we salute NYPD Detective Luis Alvarez for his valor and for his courage. 919 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Andrew McKenna is going to join us momentarily. Again, your phone calls always are welcome on our Balance of Nature phone line, 877-970-2999. Debbie Duhaime out there. That's look, I'm seeing it's cloudy, rainy. Yeah. It'll be nice. It's going to clear up. It'll be a nice weekend. But right now, once it's Friday and it's rainy, I don't want to hear about it, Deb. But you do the traffic so eloquently, my dear. How are we doing this morning on the roads?
Oh, we've had so many accidents today, Joe. It's been absolutely crazy. We'll start off right now on the New Jersey Turnpike. The New Jersey Turnpike northbound truck lanes at 13A, a collision, 27 southbound in Edison, a crash over on 130 northbound into South Brunswick, a collision over there as well. It's been absolutely horrible trying to get to the inbound Lincoln Tunnel. We had that earlier closure on 495 at Kennedy Boulevard. Everything reopened for a while, but boy, the damage is done. You're still waiting over an hour getting into town at the Lincoln. Inbound GWB, that's an hour. Holland, at least 30 to 35 minutes as well. Prepare for some stop-and-go traffic as you take a ride to the West Side Highway. That's pretty busy northbound up through 158th Street with a collision. Cross Island North at Northern Boulevard accident. Sponsored by Indeed.com. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. Some rain today, high in the upper 70s, sunshine over the weekend. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Walsh describes why Congress is putting Trump in a tough spot.
Trump's got a big problem. He got elected promising to do something about our border.
The Democrats up on Capitol Hill, they're not going to do anything.
In Trump's defense, by the way, the Republicans up on Capitol Hill, they're gutless and cowardly when it comes to our border, too. So Trump's got a big, big problem.
The Joe Walsh radio program, weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Jerry Crowley, Vice President and General Manager at Salem, New York. If you're listening to my voice right now, you're a listener to either AM 970 The Answer or AM 570 The Mission, WMCA. If you love one of these stations, and you should, and you have experience in sales, we'd love to talk to you. You already understand our mission and what we do, so now maybe you'd like to join the team and help us in this mission. If you have sales experience and understand digital marketing, we just might have a job for you. Give us a call at 212-857-9638. Ask for Courtney or leave a message with your information. Again, that's 212-857-9638. 212-857-9638. This could be a life-changing opportunity for you. You'll never know if you don't call.
Thank you, boss. 923 with Joey on the radio telling him about balance of nature. Are you feeling run down? You don't have the energy that you used to? It's only a phone call away. Balance of nature. We love balance of nature. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics, please. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, vegetables. Did you know a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables? Once you start Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. People report that their skin looks better and they have a lot more energy. Time to improve the quality of your life. I've been telling you about Balance of Nature for a while now. I know, you know, I had that cancer. I had that medullary carcinoma in my thyroid, man, all those years ago. And ever since then, I've been following vitamins, vitamins, vitamins. And I found out a lot of the vitamins you just eliminate and they're filler, and they're filler, and they just don't smell right. And I mean, now I discovered Balance of Nature thanks to Frankie Five Boroughs, thanks to, of course, Dr. Douglas Howard and the wonderful Howard family who came up with the whole Balance of Nature concept. It helps you. You have to attack those free radicals that cause cancer in your body, and you could do that with the antioxidants that are in Balance of Nature. Now, for a limited time only, you could receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, the number 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or please go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joe Piscopo on the radio 925. Frankie Five Boroughs, some breaking news before we go to Mr. McKenna on Donald Trump tweets, yes?
That's right. So the president tweeting, we had spoken earlier about this New York Times story that said that the president had approved a retaliatory strike against Iran for their striking down an American drone. But now, about 22 minutes ago, we have some confirmation of that. He tweeted the following. On Monday, they, meaning Iran, shot down an unmanned drone flying in international waters. We were cocked and loaded to retaliate last night on three different sites. When I asked how many will die, 150 people, sir, was the answer from a general. 10 minutes before the strike, I stopped it. Not proportionate to shooting down an unmanned drone. I am in no hurry. Our military is rebuilt, new, and ready to go. By far the best in the world. Sanctions are biting, and more added last night. Iran can never have nuclear weapons, not against the United States and not against the world.
All right. That's the president of the United States, quoted by Mr. Frank Morano. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Andrew McKenna, a former federal prosecutor, Air Force veteran, Marine veteran. He's got this great book called Sheer Madness. You know, we've been talking about that, from federal prosecutor to federal prisoner. Hey, Andrew, welcome back to the show, man. Thanks for joining us. I know you were very busy this morning, sir.
Joe, it's so good to be with you. And hello to Frank as well. It's awesome.
Well, we appreciate you being here. Hey, Andrew, remind us what this whole Eddie Gallagher thing is about and what he was charged with.
Sure, absolutely. Well, he's charged with war crimes. He's a national hero, in my estimation. 19-year SEAL, two Bronze Stars with V for Valor, leading SEAL Team 7 in the most dangerous areas of the world. And he's being charged now with premeditated murder by the Navy. It's a military tribunal. Wow. And a number of the SEAL people, folks that worked for him, didn't like him. And, we talked about, fragging in Vietnam. If you didn't like your senior officer, you put a bullet in his head. Well, this is largely a modern day fragging, Joe. And what they've done is they've concocted this story that he killed a defenseless ISIS militant in Mosul, but that's not the case at all. And the defense team has been able to poke tons of holes in the other SEAL's testimony. And this is really unheard of, you know, a group of SEALs coming out against another SEAL. But they didn't want to see him get promoted. He was a tough platoon commander. And, you know, he put them through their paces. And keep in mind also that this is all during the fog of war. You know, there's airstrikes going on. There's bombings. Right, you know, there's you know, firefights constantly. But here's the crux of the problem. Yesterday, the government's own witness, another Navy SEAL that worked with Chief Gallagher, took the stand, the government's own witness, and said, I did it. I killed the guy because for whatever reason. And the evidence, the prosecution already had problems with the case. I mean, these aren't federal prosecutors. These are naval prosecutors, talented guys, I'm sure. Important case. They have to win this. And for their witness, their own witness, to get on the stand and say, no, Gallagher didn't do it. I did it. Wow. Yeah.
Do you think Scott's testimony will be enough to establish reasonable doubt?
I absolutely do. I think there was enough reasonable doubt to begin with. You know, defense put up a plausible explanation for why these guys are accusing. But think about it. You're sitting in the jury box. You get to this point in the trial, and you're like, you know, I'm not really not positive that Chief Gallagher did this. There's enough problems with the government's case. And then this, then Scott gets on the stand. I mean, there's reasonable doubt all over this. I can't imagine that Gallagher's not going to get acquitted.
Andrew, what are the rules of a military court-martial? What does the jury consist of?
A jury consists, it's just basically like any other, like a civilian court, so to speak. You know, it's a jury of your peers, and it's a mix of officers and enlisted. The same voir dire, you know, selecting a jury is pretty much the same. And, you know, a lot of people think that the court systems are a lot different, but when the gloves come off, it's all the same. You know, government puts on their witnesses, defense puts on their witnesses, and I don't think the prosecution is going to be able to pull this off, Joe. I mean, it's gone too far, and they have a huge problem on their hands. And here's the thing that bothers me. The Navy, now who knows what happened overnight? Maybe they offered Gallagher a plea deal. If I was Gallagher, I'd say, well, I can't say it on the radio, but I'd say, no, I'm not taking a plea deal. Let's go forward with this. Yeah, no way.
Hey, Andrew, tell me about yourself for 2 seconds. Again, we know you were a federal prosecutor, and we know your story. Air Force veteran, Marine veteran. How did that work out? You were in the Air Force, and you went to the Marines? Is that what you did, man?
I did. I couldn't really find my way coming out of high school. Wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do. And the Air Force looked like a great option, and it absolutely was. You know, then I went to college. I got my degree. Didn't know what to do with my life, so I went to law school because I knew that would lock me in for 3 years. I didn't have to think about my future. And but then I didn't want to go be a lawyer in some stuffy office. I wanted to be a Marine. So did a tour as a JAG, and then went to the Justice Department after that. Now I'm working, you know, pretty much my life's mission is to get people into treatment. And you know that. You and I have talked about that. I had a battle with opioid addiction, you know, 14 years ago. Yeah. I'm working with a great group now, Joe, and I don't want to plug anybody on your show. But
Bring it on, brother. It's okay. It's okay. What do you got? Yeah.
Okay, so I'm working with a great group now called Harmony Ridge Recovery Center. And our focus is just to get people into treatment and get them healthy. That's my passion. I get calls all day. And, you know, we just want to help. You know, it's substance use disorder, co-occurring mental health. And it's a beautiful thing to see somebody get healthy, having been, you know, really at rock bottom at one point in my life.
Yeah. Hey, so, Andrew, I got to ask you this, man, because you're in the service. And did that go along when you're in the battle and you're in Iraq and certainly in Afghanistan and the horror of ISIS and then the horror of Al-Qaeda, the horror of these people that just, you know, and there were rules of engagement. Did this go with what we hear about Eddie Gallagher? Did it go on a lot? I mean, I can't imagine the heat of battle what it was like, but I know what they were doing to us, and God forbid we try to do something like that to them, and now a guy ends up in court. I mean, what really went on at the battlefield?
Well, I mean, you know, I worked very, very closely with combat veterans, and PTSD and then have represented and helped people with the VA and get into treatment. And, you know, the account was, and I was tied up in a issue in the Philippines in 87. It's imagine getting shot at. I mean, it's just, you know, and that's just getting shot at, but imagine having to kill. And, you know, I can't imagine what these guys are going through. Yeah. And the SEALs, I mean, they're at the tip of the spear.
Yep.
It's amazing to me that they come back as healthy as they do. Yep. And they go on and you know, continue their careers after they retire. But, you know, I've been studying warfare for years and years. And, you know, going back as, you know, early as the 1500s and the battles there, I mean, it's absolute carnage. You know, my uncle was in World War II. And, you know, had the Purple Heart and other medals. And he wouldn't talk about those battles until probably into his 80s. It took that long for him to become comfortable talking about that. And now, you know, we're under siege. I mean, look what's going on in Iran. And as Frank was reading President Trump's tweet,
yeah.
I mean, this is serious stuff, you know. And I don't know. I there's a great book out there called, I believe it's called The Evil Hours, and I forget the author, but he was involved with an IED explosion in his Humvee, and he recounts it in this great book. He's an amazing writer. He's a journalist now. But it's absolutely hell. And, you know, when we talk about this case with Chief Gallagher, we talk about the fog of war. You know, you know, it's what can you really logically remember on any given day, given the thread that you're constantly
What's your prediction on what will happen with Eddie Gallagher before we let you go, Andrew? What are you thinking?
I don't think the jury has any option other than to acquit. Now, they're going to go forward on the sniper charges. They're charging him with killing two civilians as a sniper, two civilians over there that, you know, weren't combatants. You know, we'll see how that plays out. I read some testimony. I don't think they have it. I don't think the prosecution can do it. And the jury, if they don't acquit, given Scott's testimony yesterday, Special Operator Scott's testimony yesterday, we're going to have appealable issues all over this thing.
Yeah, it's true. Andrew McKinney.
No reasonable jury could find him guilty at this point.
Yeah, Sheer Madness is the name of the book from this great veteran. And thank you for your service, Andrew. I always appreciate it. I know you were busy this morning, man. Frankie called and you jumped on the air with us. We appreciate it, Andrew, always. And Godspeed, my friend. Listen, plug that place. You have that recovery place. I love what you're doing with that. What's the name of it again?
Absolutely. It's called Harmony Ridge Recovery Center. And it's just a wonderful place. It's like a mountain retreat. It's not the Taj Mahal, like some of these places charging $60,000, you know, for a month. It's not that, you know, but it is a wonderful way to get recovery under your belt. So thank you. Joe, man, I love coming on your show. As soon as Frank and I texted this morning, I'm like, heck yeah, I'm going on Joe's show.
Oh, man. Listen, it's our privilege, Andrew. Thanks again for your service to the United States, my brother. And let's talk soon, huh?
All right. Thanks, Joe. Take care.
Andrew McKenna right there, federal prosecutor, Air Force veteran, Marine veteran. Sheer Madness is the name of Andrew's book. 9:36 with Joey on the radio. See the phone calls, 877-970-2999, our Balance of Nature phone lines. We'll go to a couple calls when we come back, all right? Meantime, Big Al standing by as we roll into Mike Gallagher at 10:05 in the weekend, 9:37 right now. Al's got the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
68 degrees at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A social media influencer is facing charges in Suffolk County for identity theft. Suffolk County District Attorney Timothy Sini is appearing today at the Arthur M. Cromartie Criminal Court Complex in Riverhead at 10:30 this morning to announce an indictment against the unidentified defendant. The defendant, who reportedly has almost 200,000 Instagram followers and thousands of YouTube subscribers, allegedly used the identity of a Suffolk County resident to charge around $19,000 worth of fraudulent purchases. person also purportedly used the victim's ID to attempt another $31,000 in phony credit card charges. One popular Jersey Shore borough is giving property owners only three chances to get renting right. A house on Hancock Avenue is now the first to get booted from the Seaside Heights rental market and is now classified as an animal house after borough council suspended the property's mercantile license. The animal house ordinance is a three-strike policy that responds to violations with a notification, then a summons before the borough levies license suspensions. Violations can include noise complaints, altercations, and other disorderly issues. In sports, as expected, the Knicks selected Duke forward R.J. Barrett with the third pick in the NBA draft last night. Nets traded the 17th and 27th overall picks to the Hawks and Clippers, respectively, and then Brooklyn selected Georgia center Nicholas Claxton with the 31st pick, which was the first pick of round two. The Yankees beat the Astros at the stadium by the final of 10-6. Cubs over the Mets at Wrigley Field, 7-3. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. The inbound Lincoln Tunnel is still horrible, over an hour because of earlier problems on 495, Holland 30, up at the GWB. That's an hour. A disabled tractor trailer on the upper level. That's causing delays. Better to the lower. Watch out for slowdowns on 22 westbound, getting out toward North Broad Street, Newark into Hillside with an accident over there. And it's pretty busy at the Verrazano Bridge, upper level. You're moving a little bit slowly into Staten Island with a disabled vehicle, so prepare for some delays there. Cross Island, northbound at Northern Boulevard, a collision. Eastbound side of the BQE at the LIE. Watch for flooding. Sponsored by Indeed.com. Indeed used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. Some rain today, high in the 70s, a nice weekend on the way. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. At Walgreens, your day doesn't have to stop for diabetes. Get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics and download tools to help you stay on track. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Looking for a fun and exciting first day of summer? Come to Casa Belvedere's Taste of Italy Bocce Fest Tournament Sunday, June 23rd for a fun-filled day of activities for the entire family. Take in the spectacular views of the Verrazano Bridge in New York Harbor while playing the quintessential Italian game of bocce. Do you play? Buy a ticket to join the tournament, which starts at 9 a.m. If you don't play, no problem. You can purchase a spectator ticket and enjoy various food vendors, live entertainment, and lots of activities for the kids starting at noon. Purchase your tournament or spectator ticket at www.casa.com. Belvedere.org or call 718-273-7660 for more information. It wouldn't be a Taste of Italy event without dinner. The grand finale chef station dinner in the beautiful Casa Belvedere mansion starts at 3 p.m. for those that purchase dinner tickets. While you dine, enjoy singer Stephen Maglio performing Frank Sinatra hits. To purchase tickets for any combination of events, go to www.casa-belvedere.org. For general event information, call 718-273-7660.
We're surrounded by noise, bombarded by information, messages struggling to get attention. So many choices and ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. Today's technology can do that, but you need the resources and know-how to make it all work. You need Salem Surround. With all the digital marketing tools available and necessary to compete in today's business world, you need to know how to use all the options efficiently. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. For no limitations on how and where you can reach customers, there's Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hi, Joe on the radio, 942 right now. May I tell you about Mario Perillo, Mr. Italy? You remember Mario Perillo? Well, Mario's son, Steve Perillo, has carried on the tradition of excellence in travel, representing the Tide generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. You know, Perillo Tours has been operating for 74 continuous years. Did you know that? Serving over 1 million guests, and Steve Perillo personally guarantees you will have the vacation of a lifetime. That is the Perillo promise. I know this personally because when we go on October 19th, We talked about things, hotels, what we can do, where we're going. You know what Steve did? He got on a plane, went to Italy, I'm telling you, and he went to the hotel that we were talking about. Because I called him, and we had just a chat, and I said, where is he? He's in Italy. We talked, and he was at the hotel that we were talking about, making sure everything was in order. He is meticulous, Steve is, about the Perillo tours when you go. Now, Perillo tours, escorted tours, they tend to be like 15 to 20 couples, right? But they encourage single travelers as well. You got to have a great, great time with your tour leader, your Italian tour leader, and you become one happy Perillo family, especially during your five-course dinners with wine flowing and music playing, please. With Perillo, you'll skip the line. Oh, I love that, man. I don't want to wait in any line. You skip the line with Steve Perillo, walk right into the Vatican Museum, the Sistine Chapel, St. Peter's Basilica, the Colosseum, the Leaning Tower of Pizza. Call for the Perillo tour brochure, please. Perillo 2019. It's 888-PERILLO, just like that. Janice and the team are there. 888-PERILLO. It's 888-PERILLO. Or visit PerilloTours.com. Everybody knows someone who has enjoyed a Perillo Tour. Now it's your turn. Perillo Tours.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
What is this song, man? We were just whistling off mic. What is that song now?
Some woman on YouTube whistling Hallelujah.
Yeah, this is lame.
We were talking about who did the original whistling? Al Jolson, we said. Al Jolson, how did I know that? I have no idea. I have no idea because I'm a history nut. So Al Jolson whistled. What was the song? What was the song, Frank?
It was Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye.
Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did Bing Crosby whistle during White Christmas? Is that what
I don't think it was White Christmas. He had a song called I Whistle a Happy Tune.
Isn't that from Snow White, though?
I think it is, yeah. But there's a lot of great whistling songs, you know, of all sorts of different eras.
I'd like to say this, though. It's one of the most irritating things to listen to.
Oh, really?
No, I don't
really?
Agree.
Really?
No, I like whistling. Otis Redding, for instance, sitting on a dock of a bay.
Yeah. Joe Piscopo whistling in your ear, you know, incessantly. Yeah. This isn't annoying at all.
Don't Worry, Be Happy. There's a lot of whistling in there.
No wonder I have tinnitus.
Oh, God, I can't stand that song.
You don't like that song? I love that song.
Oh, that song. That makes me so sad, that song.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly theme, you know?
Yeah, right. You're right. So I have someone follows me on Facebook. Her name, it was one of the
Whistler?
I dated. No, I thought she was cute in high school, so I asked her out. And her name was, I told you this for Ilanka Scuttlebum. That was her name.
Excuse me? She related to General Salami? Distant cousin?
Why do I remember this? On the Park Avenue, she was, I think, in West Caldwell.
What was her last name again?
Scuttlebum.
Scuttlebum?
Yeah, she's following me on Facebook. So she said, all I know is I posted something about the music or something, and Ilanka hit me on Facebook just the other day, said, I remember you singing Dock of the Bay to me at your piano.
Oh,
your mom's
very
house.
Nice.
Look at me. Look at me.
How did it work out? Yeah. Was she impressed?
Sitting in the morning sun. I probably sang it like some old white guy.
Was she impressed? Did it work
some
out?
Some old white guy.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Watching the time.
I can whistle too, Ilanka.
How did it work out with Ilanka?
Apparently
yeah,
not.
Like every high school thing. Like my marriages. It just went away after a while. I mean, you know, you hung in as long as I could, and then they found somebody else. I can't whistle now. There's the man. There's the man. That's my man, Otis. I tell you. One of the great, and all those artists we so admired back in the 60s. Let me go to Ralph before we break. We love Ralph. Have not heard from Ralph in a while, and we love him. He's one of our favorite listeners. Hi, Ralph. Go ahead, buddy. What, Ralph?
Sorry, Ralph.
What happened?
His phone was dying.
You know, it's a way.
He was like, yeah.
You know, that's funny. Ralph, he's on it already, man. Before I go, Ralph, welcome back.
He's talking. He hears his name, he just starts talking. You got to catch him in the middle of the conversation.
He's talking now, wherever he is.
You should have sang this time.
Oh, boy.
Hello, baby. Oh, you mean to Alanka?
Yeah.
Is that Alanka like
not
this?
Not to Ralph. I mean, come on. I mean, General Salami.
Alanka, nice to have you at my mom's house, baby. Alanka Scudderbaum. I've always wanted to meet someone named Alanka Scudderbaum. Look into my eyes, baby. And let me sing to you.
Barry White wasn't even born yet when I was in high school.
Right? This isn't Barry White.
Oh, yeah, no, it's Lou Rawls, my man, Lou Rawls.
You'll never find,
for as long as you live,
as long as you live,
come on, Alanka, someone who loves
you. No. Oh my gosh, sorry, we're losing complete control right now.
Scuttlebum and Piscopo.
Yeah, she was cute, but you know, I don't know that it ever worked out. Never got serious like that.
Well, it's the best kind of relationship.
Well, yeah, I guess so. And now I have my high school reunion. You know what? I think it's on like the 28th. I have no idea what I'm doing, and I think I'm the master of ceremonies.
Oh, boy,
I have no idea. Is it black ties or what's going on? I have no idea, and if I don't know. I will go, and we'll have a good time, and perhaps Alanka will be there.
Well, yes. Speaking of forthcoming events, Joe, I would love to just remind folks that tomorrow night I'm doing this event in Staten Island as a fundraiser for Roger Stone's Legal Defense Fund. Now, as we've been talking about all morning, they're trying to throw him back in jail for violating this gag order. So this is probably going to be the last fundraiser that Roger does for quite some time. And we're going to do a Q&A, and there's still plenty of room available. Do hope people come. Roger's going to be there. He's going to be signing books and taking pictures. And one of the things I was very disturbed by, Joe, is, like, you know, we just rented a room at the Annandale Terrace to do this. Yeah. And five or six people called the Annandale Terrace and said they're never going to go there again. They want to cancel the events that they have planned there. And that's that. I mean, and the owner says, well, look, I had nothing to do with this. They can have whatever event they want there. I'm just renting them a room.
Absolutely.
That is how fearful of Roger Stone the professional political class is. And that's the kind of assault that free speech is under attack. And there's going to be a lot of prominent Staten Island politicos, including some that I've been very critical of over the years and some that are very controversial, that say they're going to be there as well. So if people want tickets, they can go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/MoranoFan.
You know, and I'll tell you, on your behalf and on Roger's behalf, I heard of Roger Stone, knew of him, the political legend and whatnot. But what's happening to Roger, what's happening to Paul Manafort, what Michael Caputo skirted, it couldn't happen to any of us. I mean, it's just any, and it's a very scary time. Plus, I will tell you this, personally, since Frank introduced me to Roger, one of the most entertaining individuals of all time. I mean, you got to see Roger in person. It's so, so entertaining. And what happened to him is egregious and just plain wrong. 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, Debbie, we're just getting a little crazy here. How you doing this morning?
I like that Lou Rawls song. I mean, that's great music. That's such a great song.
For as long as you live.
Oh, you've got to sing that next time you perform. That's such a good one.
I'll sing it to you, Deb.
Someone
who loves you like I do. Yeah, I tell you, Lou Rawls.
Cool.
Yeah, but go ahead. Yeah, we got it. You got it. I'll put it on the playlist.
Yeah, please do. I'm going to start doing requests for you now, too. I gave Al a request.
Why is Joe trying to sound like this large black man? Why does he sound like that?
That's a great song.
It is.
You have a great deep voice to do
Oh, man. Lou Rawls. Yeah. Thank you, Deb. Lou Rawls the best. Hey, Debbie, so have a great weekend. Be careful out there partying in your red dress doing your salsa, you know. Don't hurt yourself, darling.
Listen, I try to work hard all week, and then I play on the weekends and have fun. Oh. You have to have fun. You have to balance, right?
Like, you deserve it. You certainly do deserve it, Deb. So traffic-wise, as we get close to 10 o'clock, that's not so great. 9:51 with Debbie on the roads for you right now.
Joe, have a great weekend. Same to you, Frank and Alan. Good luck, Frank, with the fundraiser. Let's see what's happening on the Cross Island. Cross Island northbound at Northern Boulevard, Joe. It's an accident there. Grand Central Parkway west at Little Neck Parkway, another collision. We're still seeing flooding on the BQE east up by the LIE, and you're still pretty busy on the LIE west right into the BQE as well. Watch out for some stop-and-go traffic this morning as you take a ride over to the Cross Bronx Expressway. That's pretty busy. Bruckner out through 3rd, and traffic is still a problem. problem. As you head to the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, had that earlier closure on 495. Still really haven't recovered, even though everything's reopened by Kennedy Boulevard. But an hour at the Lincoln, hour at the George, 30 minutes over at the Holland. And watch out for slowdowns on 22 West into Newark, getting out toward Meeker Avenue with a collision. And problems continue for you as you head to 27 South in Edison with an accident over there as well. The Sawmill northbound into Dobbs Ferry, a crash. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder isn't surprised the Democrats don't like the president's deal with Mexico.
Even CNN said that Trump got almost everything he wanted from Mexico in the agreement. Now, were Democrats happy that tariffs were not imposed and that this threat to our economy has been averted and that possibly the 100,000 or so illegal aliens across the border last month, that number will go down? Not exactly.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy.com. That's the Smart Way to Buy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
It'll be cloudy much of the morning with a couple of soaking showers crossing the area, then breezy and turning less humid this afternoon as clouds break for some sunshine. Our high today, 77. Tonight will become clear and much more comfortable, down to 64 at Midtown, 55 to 60 at many northern and western suburbs. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow, breezy and beautiful, high 81. Sunday, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 83. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lundberg, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Oh, look at this. I know. I'm going to tell you about balance of nature in a second. I got the nicest note from my friend, Rabbi Moshe. It says, the entire Rabbinical College of America, Joe, joins me in wishing you a happy birthday for many more healthy, happy, productive, and peaceful years in the company of all your loved ones. Have a good and safe weekend. Sincerely, Rabbi Moshe Herson. Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you. This is a great, great, great man from the Rabbinical College of America. Thank you, Rabbi. I appreciate that. I just saw that pop up on my phone, probably from last week. So thank you, Rabbi. I appreciate it. Hey, I like telling you good things that happened to you. You know, I'm always telling you that should be happening to you. Balance of nature is one of them. I tell you about balance of nature. I care about you. And we don't just put these things on. When I sit down and I sat down with the Howard family, with the Dr. Howard and Sue and Lex and that beautiful grandkid, one of the cutest kids in the world, Chase, you know, I got to talk to him about how he came up with balance of nature, what balance of nature is, how it could help me and in turn certainly help you. And then what the doc told me that it's not like ordinary vitamins. He said that when I tell you about vitamins, that was Dr. Howard said that regular vitamins are made up with synthetics, but balance of nature has natural food in a vegetarian capsule with, ready for this, and this is key, tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. Bang, boom, mic drop right there. A daily dose of Balance in Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. I'm telling you, you'll feel the difference immediately. So we came up with this offer for you, please. For a limited time, you could receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. The number is easy. We made it easy so you could remember 800-2468-751, just like that, 800-2468-751, or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code THEANSWER. Hey, Joe on the radio. Thanks. Frankie, great show. Thank you so much. And have a good luck on the Roger Stone thing.
Thank you, Joe. Good luck with your mom.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. And Murano in the morning, followed by the great John Katsimatidis on Sunday. Hey, Al. I love you, Al. I love that. Irritating. Irritating Al. That's the new documentary. And Debbie, we love you. Mike Gallagher's coming up shortly. Will you do me a favor? Go on, make it a great summertime. Make it a great weekend. You deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
66 degrees at 9:59 as Joe Piscopo continues to whistle in my ear. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The summer solstice being celebrated in Times Square. Thousands on hand today to celebrate the longest day of the year, beginning of summer with an all-day outdoor yoga event. The event ran from 7:30 this morning. It runs until 8:30 tonight. There'll also be a yoga village between 44th and 45th Streets featuring booths, giveaways, and activities. A man faces charges for plowing into a pedestrian on an electric scooter in Hoboken and then fleeing the scene. Police say Carl Madison of Edison became the first person arrested in an e-scooter incident since Hoboken rolled the scooter program out last month. He was charged yesterday with going the wrong way on a one-way street and failure to yield. In sports, Yankees beat the Astros, Cubs over the Mets. You now know what's going on. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.